All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back with Diana Chavez, who'll be telling us about some great happenings going on this weekend. So stick around.
Listening to Latin Life Denver Radio, bringing you not only great music, but who's who, what's what, and who's doing what in Denver's vibrant Latino community and throughout Colorado. Live right here every Thursday night for the 6 o'clock hour Mountain Standard Time. And when you're not tuned into KZKO, be sure to check out LatinLifeDenver.com for more exciting stories.
Hey, that's the voice of Leanna Lisa, the host of Latin Life Denver, and she'll be back next week, so make sure to check her out then. You know, Latina Safe House is hosting two events this weekend. Their annual Latinas Honoring Latinas fundraising party taking place October 2nd, and their month-long Purple Light Nights kicking off October 3rd. Joining us to tell us more about these events and Latina Safe House is Diana Chavez, Director of Latina Safe House. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Joe.
First off, tell us about Latina Safe House. What's its purpose? What's its mission?
Mission is to assist Latina women, immigrants, and undocumented with cultural services and education and advocacy. Latina Safe House's ability to demonstrate cultural competence in its clients' interactions sets LSA apart from other agencies that provide victim services for domestic violence. We serve all women, but our focus is the immigrant and undocumented and Latinas.
The Spanish-speaking Latinas.
Uh-huh. And
why is that?
Because there's a lack of services. Example, if an immigrant calls for help, they're virtually can go to an emergency shelter, and culturally and linguistically they cannot connect, and there's a deficiency in those services, even though other agencies or shelters say, yes, we have services, we are bilingual. But a lot of times not knowing the culture or being of that Latina background, you cannot really connect, so the victims feel out of sorts. And I'll give you an example. When Latina Safe House first opened officially back in 2012, a woman called our office, and she had gone in emergency to a safe house. She had gone to Mass that morning, and the priest there had avocados, tomatoes, jalapenos. She went home, went back to the shelter and went into the kitchen. She was going to chop this up. And the resident's mother, or whatever they call them, came in and said, oh, no, you cannot do that. We have a menu to follow. You cannot use that. You need to get rid of that food. Well, that's the food that we eat, frijoles, tortillas, y todo. Uh-huh. Especially on Sunday mornings, that big breakfast. And that was not sufficient. And she felt out of sorts. And she felt that she was being not treated equally.
She didn't belong there, she felt.
Right. And then religiously, because of her religion, she was not allowed to keep a saint by her on the night table. That had to be taken down. And for us, that's open. We understand that religion is a part of these women. And, going back to what Irene was talking about, the Mother Earth, we also use, and some of our therapists, the holistic approach. We have our teas, our herbs, our copal that we use as a cleansing, to soothe the person when they're starting to, come in, maybe a group session or an individual session. So that is all intertwined in our culture. And so that is what makes Latina Safe House unique in serving these victims.
And it's not a residential place where people can go stay. It's more of a service-oriented facility, correct?
Joe, that is correct for now. But our vision is to have a long-term casa where women can go and stay 1 to 2 years and basically get through the therapy, whether it be the emotional or mental abuse, but get that healing process. Because right now, if you go into an emergency shelter, it's a 20 to 30 day. Then it's a scramble to get into a longer term 90 day. How can anyone, when you've suffered, whether it be months or years of abuse by your perpetrator, heal in that time? And so you need that time to really work on yourself. At many times it's to learn English. Many times it's to get a work permit or documentation, a job. And so that longer term is needed. Emergency housing, yes, there is there, but our vision is to have that long term. And that's our goal. And that's why we work very hard to have successful fundraisers.
And we'll talk more about that fundraiser, yes. That great party you're going to have this weekend. But let's talk a little bit more about domestic violence and Latinas.
Yes.
How prevalent is that problem in our society?
Very, very, very.
Is it still just as bad as it's always been?
Yes. You know, there are sources out there that say, oh, it's getting better, but it isn't.
I think people want to believe it's getting better, but you're saying it's not.
No, every 9 seconds throughout the U.S., count that, 9 seconds, a woman is beaten or assaulted.
And it's usually by an intimate partner, is that correct?
Yes. Yes, it is. And, It's growing, and there is just an onslaught of women now coming out of the woodwork, knowing that there are laws, and going back to the immigrant, the Latinas, and undocumented, you know, they come here and they have no knowledge of the laws. And as they're coming to Latina Safe House, they're learning that they do have rights, that they are protected. And so they're coming out of the woodwork and just really opening up. And that process takes a long time also, coming, whether they're coming from Mexico or any Latin, community, and are undocumented, they have that shield up of it's hard to open up and be honest, because again, they don't want to open up because of family, their religion. They feel like many times that they're being disloyal. They don't want the in-laws to dislike them because of what is going on in the family.
And what about the fear of deportation? Should they call the police?
Oh, absolutely. That fear is there. It's very dominant. And there again, Latina Safe House was able to do a survey focus group among the women, the immigrant women we were serving, and turned over to the Denver Police Training Unit as cadets come in. The stats on how they're being treated. The woman's complaint was they wanted to be treated with respect, which a lot of police officers at the time were not giving them that respect that they deserved. And so that was one of the things they had. Another one was fear that the police would take them immediately and they never would see their children. So that was good for the woman to open up but very privately, and that information was shared with the Denver Police Department.
So Latina Safe House is able to facilitate and kind of ease those type of fears, suspicions, yeah, and what have you, what might happen to them should they say anything.
Yes, yes, and that is something also that in their intake interview, that when they first come to the to Latina Safe House, that is something that we always explain to them and we go over with them. We provide legal service, referral. It's called Aid to Immigrant Defense, and they will assist women in, getting a work permit or any documentation, issues that they may have. We also use another referral, a collaborator, where if they have civil, like divorce, custody, those civil matters, court appearances, that will assist them. And also Latina Safe House will provide support in these court appearances or translation.
And how many Latinas do you see on a given week, in a given month?
I will start at the yearly. Just beginning in January of 2015, we have served 142 women total.
Since January?
since January. 83 just in the Denver metropolitan area. 42 women and children for emergency shelter. 88 women and children for health services. 17 women for employment and job training. 50 women for legal assistance. 44 women for basic needs, and that's like food, help with utilities, help with rent, medication, transportation, gas, things that you, a normal person needs to move forward. And 33 women this year, completed our 8-week, English classes, ESL classes.
Oh, really?
And so that was a real nice, service that it was a good service that Latina Safe House provided, for the women. In the community. As of September, and this is just for the individual counseling, 53 women are now attending individual counseling with Clinica Tepeyac and Healing Relationships Liliana Bailon.
Amazing. Do you also deal with victims of rape and sexual assault?
We do. And we also will take them and send them into the individual counseling, because that also is a form of violence against women. And we also, Joe, wanted to add that women that go through Clinica Tepeyac, we also have a memorandum of understanding that a lot of the women experience physical ailments because of domestic violence, whether it be headaches, pain in their stomach, can't eat, can't sleep. So they'll see the doctor at Clinica, Dr. Lisa Melendez, and they will provide, we will provide that medical appointment for them, any lab tests, and then any medications, that prescriptions that they get. We, Latina Safe House, will pay for that to ease the burden economically on these women.
You know, we're talking about dealing with the after effects of domestic violence.
Yes.
What could be done to prevent this from happening in the first place? What kind of, you know, I don't think there's any type of facility that helps men who have this type of propensity to do this type of activity. There's nowhere they can go to say, hey, you know what, I have a problem with this. Is that true?
Yes, it was. It was true. There was, well, just like even maybe 10 years ago, you really didn't even hear of services for women. Any women with any ethnic background. And so it's coming out, and yes, there is, and I think it's handed down from generation to generation. It was just the machismo, the culture, the way it was, and women there just accepted it. That was part of life, or that was their life burden that God had given them. But now it's moving forward. Latina Safe House itself has helped several men, and, we do have, a few men in counseling also, because they've been abused.
Oh yeah, I was going to say, it goes both ways too.
Yes.
It's not just all women. There are men that are victims of domestic violence, and it's not just physical. It could be through the legal system that they're victimized.
And emotional and mentally. You know, there's a lot of misconceptions. A lot of women think, oh well, I'm not emotionally abused because he never hits me. But yet, it could be emotionally, the name calling, the controlling.
Are those some of the red flags that women should look for, that they're?
Definitely.
The name calling, what else?
The controlling, the intimidation, an example is, you're not going to go to work. You're not going to have a job. Your place is in the home. And don't you think you're going to look for a job? Because if you do, I will call La Migra on you. I would call immigration, and you'll never see your children. Even though he doesn't hit her or touch her, and provides for her, but that's a form of abuse. And a lot of sexual abuse. A lot of men will say, I want to have sex now, and maybe the wife isn't up to it, or the girlfriend, and they'll take advantage of it and that's a part of abuse also.
Well, let's talk about, before we run out of time here, talk about the honorees, Latinas honoring Latinas fundraising event that you're having Friday.
Friday. That is at Waterfront Event Center, 10 Lakeside Lane. It begins at 5:30, and at 6 o'clock the program will start. We have awards going out, and the first time ever a survivor of domestic violence will be getting an award tomorrow night for her perseverance, her hard work, and following through the therapy sessions, English classes through Latina Safe House. She has really moved forward in her life with her four daughters.
Amazing. And so there'll be various other people getting awards as well and being recognized?
Yes, there will be. And there will be a silent auction. Tickets are still available, $75 a shot.
And hey, it's going to a great cause.
Yes, it is.
10 Lakeside Lane, where's that at? I'm not familiar with that.
It's right, you know, I'm not familiar. We had it there last year, too. But it's right off of 44th and Harlan, right behind Lakeside Amusement Park.
Okay, so Lakeside,
yes.
Hello. Okay.
Yes.
Let's talk about the Purple Light Night that's going to begin on Saturday.
Yes. That's a unique kickoff or program that Latina Safe House has initiated by the designer, Andrea Popelki. She designed this program and presented it to LSH, and naturally we jumped on it. We met and got it off the ground, and it's going to, basically what it is, Joe, is it's celebrating the survivors, letting the community know that there's hope out there that women that are still enduring abuse. It's a program to educate and make the community aware of what's happening. And purple is the color of domestic violence, which the National Coalition Against Domestic Violence initiated this Awareness Month of October in 1984. Senator Joe Biden, now Vice President, enacted this and moved forward in getting the VAWA, Violence Against Women Act, in place so that women are safe and are able to move on, and that their perpetrator is able to go and be charged with this, and also enables immigrants and Indian women to apply for visas and work here and be at peace. So, and not only the women, but their children and even parents that have been victims of this violence act. And so this is a celebration that is held throughout the U.S. by all domestic violence agencies.
And so what's going to happen is that people are going to receive a purple light.
A purple light bulb to light on their porch or on their lamp during the month of October. These light bulbs will be handed out Saturday, October 3rd at Highlands Cork and Coffee. We've got Jesse Ogas as our Master of Ceremonies. We have Danny Valenzuela, host of Cubo Canción Mexicana and Latin Night Souls, and is also a DJ, I'm sorry, Latin Soul Nights program, and then Latin Nights DJ. We have many community speakers coming out. Deb Ortega, Denver City Councilwoman, Helen Morgan, a Deputy District Attorney. We have Clinica Tepeyac, Cesar Chavez Academy, Jody Glintonbrook, who has written quite a few books on domestic violence. We have children's authors coming out. We have several prominent speakers out in the community that will be coming out and giving a piece. We have also Healing Relationships, other collaborators that work with Latina Safe House to assist these women will be on hand. There'll be lots going on.
It's going to be an incredible 2 days of activities.
Yes, it is.
So, again, that's taking place Saturday at the Highlands Cork and Coffee, which is at 3701 West 32nd Avenue. And that's going to be taking place from 2 to 4 p.m. So that's going to be a fantastic event. 2 to 4 p.m. at the Highland Cork and Coffee, 3701 West 32nd.
Yes.
But then the night before, we're going to be having Latinas Honoring Latinas. And that's going to be taking place at the Waterfront Event Center at 10 Lakeside Lane from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. So you want to be able to take part in both of those. Is there a phone number or a website people can go to for information?
Yes, it's latinasafehouse.org. Or they can call 303-433-4470. And just one more tidbit here that Irene mentioned. You know, Dolores Huerta, she was a speaker at our 2007 Latinas, wow. Honoring Latinas. And, she was a wonderful woman, and she has a foundation, for violence against women. It's called the Dolores Huerta Foundation.
Amazing.
And yes, and, it was just, like you say, you know, amazing. It was amazing time because she even got out there and we even boogied after.
Yeah, I had the pleasure of dancing with her last
awesome.
Year at the, at the Americas Latinas Eco uh-huh. Festival in Boulder. Yeah, and she's an incredible
yeah,
woman.
Yes.
So are you. Diana Thank Chavez you. From Latina Safe House. Thank you so much for joining us on the Latin Life Demo Radio Show. Everybody, please get out and support these two events and Your statement says domestic violence has no place in our community.
Exactly.
Let's make that happen.
Thank you, Joe. You know, you're wonderful, and I appreciate all the work that you do in getting the word out about all this important work that's being done.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Going to take a break. We'll be right back.